May 31st, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in our beautiful Banting Park home. I am joined by my young and extraordinary producer, the mighty Max Martinson, who's working out at the WAUK studios in Radio Park there on Victory Avenue. And our guest today is no stranger to This Week in Waukesha. He made two previous appearances to on the radio. I believe it was two. And this is Patrick Nedesheim, Waukesha native, Waukesha North graduate, and the founder of Music 6S, and also the founder of its kind of precedent or preceder, Guitars for Veterans. And Patrick has used his gift for guitar playing to help soldiers and now first responders, educators, anybody that has dealt with PTSD or any type of trauma with free guitar lessons and free guitars. And there's an amazing story behind that, which we'll get to later. But Pat has been, Pat's known since he was about 4 years old that he wanted to be a guitar player. And some of that influence, we believe, came from another Waukesha son. We all know Les Paul, and a big hero of Pat's. And on June 9th, Les Paul will be celebrating posthumously his 110th birthday. And to honor that, Pat has organized a birthday party for Les Paul at Hannon's at 357 West Broadway on Monday, June 9th from 4 to 10 p.m. And Pat, why don't you take over for me? People listen to hear too much of me already. So go ahead.
I just want you to hear. I want to hear posthumous again. I mean, that was really posthumous, well.
Yeah. That's a happy heavenly birthday, Les Paul. Fellow Gemini too, by the way.
So. A Gemini too.
Yeah, that's right.
So, all right. Very good. But yes, we are going to celebrate Les Paul's 110th birthday at Hannon's, which is 357 West Broadway. You know, the big finger pointing down. So it's like, well, where is it? Well, you don't get that. Just don't stand under that finger.
That's right. I forgot the big finger.
Reminds me of a scene out of Yellow Submarine with, you know, the Beatles, the big finger going around. But they use the correct finger, too, which is great, the pointer. But that's, 357 West Broadway, right across from Waukesha State Bank. The doors, as we would say, open at 4 p.m. on Monday, June 9. We picked a Monday, June 9, because June 9th is Les Paul's birthday. And it worked out good, because there's so much that goes on downtown Waukesha. And, you know, a Monday night, I think it just opens a window of opportunity for us to get people engaged starting off the week the right way. 5 o'clock is when we begin entertainment. And the entertainment that we have is live music, which is doing Les a solid there, of course. Jesse Volker, who's a singer-songwriter, opens the show at 5. Erin McGroovy, she's also a excellent singer-songwriter, plays in a few bands. She's at 5:30. Then we have a jam band that's fairly new to the scene, but they don't lack talent for sure. They're called the Dead End Social Club.
Nice. Great. You're going to want to
see them at 6. And then at 7:30, we've got folks are going to do somewhat of a tribute to the Grateful Dead, Working Man's Dead.
Can't wait. Really excited about that portion of the program.
Yeah, a nice evening of music, but we're also there to celebrate his birthday. We'll have birthday cake, and I believe we'll have food, and well, certainly there'll be beverage, as it is Hannon's. And there's free entry. However, we always encourage donations, whether it be money or instruments, because what this is doing, Don, I believe it brings the living legacy part of the equation to Les Paul's heritage, and that is paying what we're doing forward to create more musicians and help people find joy through those healing power of the aforementioned instruments, which in the case of Music 6S, that's the new organization that I founded. We provide free guitars, bass guitars, keyboards, drums, and wow, for vocalists, it'd be a microphone.
Not just guitars.
Not just guitars. What I like to say, Don, it's School of Rock for adults. However, with all that said, if there's children that have to deal with, unfortunately, yeah, you know, trauma, sure, whether it's secondary through their parents' PTSD or something is unfortunate has happened to them, we can bring them into the program as well. And we do in-person, but also we do online lessons. So we can reach people wherever they're at. This is free. This is free for those.
Yeah, how about that? No cover charge to see four, you know, good, great, locally talented bands.
Yeah, no cover charge, and no cover charge to get into the Music Success Program either. And that's why we're asking for these donations and help that mission move forward. We're a nonprofit, 501c3. So the evening's going to have special guests speaking about their experiences firsthand with Les Paul. And we'll have some related things to his life there, as well as some really cool guitars to observe, but also that are set up for a silent auction, some Les Paul artwork for auction and or for sale. And, you know, it's the teamwork and the camaraderie and the community that we're building through Music Success, and that you do, Don. And as a former alderman, you do know how important that is. I grew up in Waukesha, and it's just wonderful to bring folks in the city together to coalesce around, you know, and I like Les, but also a hero to many.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, and Pat, we've talked about this. I had a vision, and I guess we could say it's a shared vision. I envision a big Les Paul Guitar Town festival that would mirror a festival in my grandmother's hometown in Ireland called the Willie Clancy, which is essentially a traditional music school. It has lessons and great artists, but it's also it's evolved into so much more, where there's like every pub has an impromptu session, which, you know, a gathering of artists playing, you know, jamming together, if you will. Very much like akin to the jazz tradition. And I see that happening for Waukesha someday, where like especially when you look at all the different guitar stores and classes. You know, our good buddy Danny Faustman is mm-hmm. part of this effort.
Yes, and Guitar for Life.
Yeah, Guitar for Life. And so many others. And I, you know, like, this is a great starting point. And you did this, Pat. You took the leap. And I'm so thankful for you for doing that. And also thankful that you've asked me to be a co-host. And so I really... Yeah.
And we really do need an MC for tonight, Don.
Yeah, no, I count me in. I can't wait.
All right. Here it is, official.
Yeah. All right. No, that's going to be super fantastic. And we'll have to switch to tie-dye when I introduce The Working Man's Dead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and if you don't have any, we'll make sure you get some colors on that shirt. And, you know, some condiments.
Fans of the Dead, in a lot of great bands, Pink Floyd, you know, like, they'll tell you, in many cases, the cover bands can mm-hmm. often be better live entertainment than the band itself. And yeah, also the fact that you get to see it in a smaller venue like Hannon's, an intimate venue, that it really is a treat and a great way to spend what could be like the most beautiful Monday night of the summer, that June 9th, you know, right as summer's popping in. I know that the temperatures are supposed to get up to the high 70s on this day today, the last yeah. Saturday in May. And so a week from this coming Monday will be the 110th birthday party for Les Paul.
And yeah, and Don, right on with what you're saying, we want to include as many as Waukesha staple businesses and supporters as we can. Yeah. You know, Danny Faustman being one of those right downtown, but also we have some great allies with Outpost Music,
yeah,
with Chris White over at White House of Music, where I had, that's where I
nice.
Started.
That's a big one, yeah.
I started my teaching career sure. right downtown at their old location across from what used to be a theater. And so we love working with them. You know, my parents got their loan for our first home from Waukesha State Bank, right across the street. My mom worked there for years.
Yeah,
so we'll have to reach out to those guys. But growing it would be wonderful. It absolutely would be wonderful. A lot of people are looking at coming in to, celebrate Les Paul with festivals now, which is good because there's been a little bit of a lull. However, you know, we will always do something on his birthday, no matter what day of the week that falls on. That's when we honor Les. And, you know, as musicians, you know, every time we pick up that guitar and play or run, record, multi-track or add special effects, we're honoring his spirit for sure.
No, that's fantastic. And can I ask, because you grew up in Waukesha and obviously influenced by Les Paul, were your parents involved in music at all?
No.
Okay. That's great. I mean, that's how, because I remember I met your dad yesterday and that was an honor.
Yeah, that was cool. A veteran, yeah.
And he was a war veteran?
Well, he served in the U.S. Army, but it was right between Korea and Vietnam.
Okay.
So fortunately, he didn't have to serve in combat. And a lot of men and women who have been in our military that weren't in combat tend to think that, you know, well, I'm not really a vet and so forth. And I finally convinced my dad about 10 years ago to, you got to embrace this, Pops, because you could have been sent to, nobody knows what their destiny is going to, hopefully it's not a final destiny, you know, in the armed forces.
Yeah. And you know what I'm guessing, Pat, is that what your father hasn't told you is that he may have been called to stand by or to be ready
for
the missiles of October crisis in 1962, when the whole world was like at a standstill, like thinking that the worst was going to happen. And that,
absolutely. So he was in the reserves at that time, but I mean, you would call up everyone who's still standing.
The preparation, you know, it's like we've been successful in all our war efforts because we weren't the first to go in, at least in the world war efforts, that there was years of preparation that went into it. So all those men and women that were part of that effort should be embraced. The ones that went into combat, certainly they made the ultimate sacrifice, especially those who didn't come back here in the wake of Memorial Day. But all those people that contribute day in and day out are a big part of what's keeping the world safe and what's keeping our country safe.
Yes. So, and I knew
be saluted.
You're right on. And I learned that Les Paul would often visit veterans, you know,
in
hospitals and
places
where he really cared about those folks. And at Music Success, we have a place for those who have been affected. You know, war. I always come back to this. I won't go too far in it, but there's a great quote by Hawkeye Pierce, you know, Alan Alda, the MASH.
Loretta Swit passed away. I don't know if you knew that.
I know. I love
very
her
timely
character
with the Hawkeye Pierce quote. Go ahead.
Yeah, all of their characters really had a great impact on many of us.
Yeah.
We learned more about war there than we probably did in school. And how to be really witty, you know.
No doubt.
Hawkeye Pierce.
Big influence on my.
However, they're in the ER and there's some guy and they're, you know, they're up to their elbows in blood and guts. And he's like, somebody complains. He goes, yeah, well, war is hell. And Hawkeye said, no. He said, hell is hell. War is worse. Yeah. And I really, there's just something with that.
Is hell. War is worse.
Yeah. That resonated with me.
Yeah.
And, however, like they show in that show, there's ways to use humor and in our case, music to open up windows of serenity, to give people a chance to heal from those psychological, those emotional, those soul wounds from that. And some of this is secondary. If you grow up with somebody who's suffering from that, we're there for them as well. And I think Les would be proud of that.
There is a new term I learned about that it's called cross-generational trauma. And that's like if your parents suffered from that, from their service in the war, that the likelihood is a lot of that was passed down to you in ways or another, either in expressions of violence or, and so, you know, yeah. We are, even though we're in that generation that didn't have to fight, that didn't have to serve us, what we call us Gen Xers. I have so many friends that were sons of Vietnam vets that, you know, tragically, a lot of that trauma was passed down to them,
yes,
growing up. And so,
well, we take that on one E minor at a time.
That's right. Yeah, no, well said. And I, you know, I want to get into this, into the next segment of our podcast. How are we doing on time there, Maxie? Oh, good. We got plenty of time, 4 minutes. But there's no reason why we can't start. Is it? So as I mentioned earlier, you've known since you were 4 years old that you wanted to play guitar.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know it's like, was there something that's, what sparked that for you at such a very young age? Like when I was four, I think I wanted to be, I wrote this somewhere that I wanted to be a farmer, or when I was a kindergarten age, I wanted to be a farmer and a Fred Flintstone. That was just like the first thing I thought of, and my siblings thought that was hilarious.
Well, I don't know if you have the feet to be a Fred Flintstone. Getting around
was pretty the belly's tough. Getting there, though, yeah.
The brakes, you know, on his vehicle always amused me.
Sure, sure.
So that's a great question, and I would have to say it was my mom's record albums in the 70s, getting our early 70s, our Sansui, you know, 1000X stereo system with the cloth headphones.
Yeah.
Hearing stereo through headphones for the first time was mind-blowing, and I'd listen to her Everly Brothers records, and, sure, and the harmonies.
Yeah,
where I experienced something internal that I hadn't before. She also listened to a singer-songwriter by the name of Lobo, which I believe is Spanish for wolf. And it was that early 70s AM real sugar pop sound. And I started listening to the band Sweet, which we all know from Little Willie, but then they went into a heavier mode.
Little Willie.
Yeah, with Blitzkrieg, not Blitzkrieg Bop. That's the Ramones. They didn't come later. Yeah. Ballroom Blitz,
that's right.
And Action, and all these great songs. But I would have to say the one album in particular that really inspired me to want to play was an album my older brother picked up called Meet the Beatles. as cliche as it is, there's a lot of people inspired by them because, they were probably the greatest band for writing melody and songs, the greatest songwriters in modern times.
George Harrison, probably doesn't get the respect he deserves as
well. The quiet Beatle.
You know, and he inspired Roger McGinn of the Byrds, you know, and so many of those guitarists looked up to him, idolized him for that guitar. You know, everyone else thinks, you know, John and Paul, and they're certainly, you know, obviously geniuses when it came to the songwriting and the lyrics.
What's amazing about them too is when the band broke up, they all had successful careers. I mean, how many times does a big band break up and maybe the one person does okay and the rest of them hang it up? I mean, if John Lennon was alive, he'd still be putting out, and George.
Oh, I know.
You know, music today. And I know Paul McCartney and Les Paul were very, very close friends. Right.
Yeah, well said. Sure.
As well as more of the, you know, you get into the 80s, Slash and Les Paul were, I mean, anybody who really loved guitar sought out Les Paul because that's the master.
Yeah. And then there was a Steve Miller connection to didn't Les Paul teach Steve Miller Band, who was from Milwaukee?
This is what I've been told, is that Les was, I believe, his godfather. And
that's right.
When people are listening to this, if I'm wrong, please chime in.
Because Steve Miller's family was on the production side of the music business, right?
His was that what, was, yeah,
something
yeah.
Something like that, yeah. So
exactly. And how cool. I mean,
yeah.
And they don't play at all alike. You know, when Steve Miller fell in love with the Stratocaster and that really ultra clean sound. However, he was deeply inspired. And then inspired to go his own way.
Yeah. So we're going to finish up this first podcast, and thank you, Pat, and thanks for sticking around. And in the second one, we're going to talk a little bit more about Pat's meeting with a veteran and what kind of transformed your life and to be able to share your gift with others for healing and so many other positive things. So stick around for podcast two of This Week in Waukesha. And in the meantime, please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. good mental health and great music is everyone's right. So thanks for tuning in. And like I said, stick around for part two of This Week in Waukesha, May 31st, 2025. See ya.